across southwest London and North Surrey, live from Tolworth Tower, this is 107.8 Radio Jackie.
Can you just tell me a little bit about who you are, what you do, and where you're from?
Oh, yes. Well, my name's Kevin, and I live in East Molesey in Surrey, and I'm an Elton John tribute act.
Have you seen Rocket Man?
I have seen Rocket Man.
What did you think of it?
Oh, it's fantastic. I really enjoyed the film. I loved the fact that it's based on a fantasy too. So the way he just floated off the piano and the audience floated as well. I found it an amazing film and found it captivating.
So how did you get into the competition? Can you just talk me through that?
Yeah, certainly. Well, the National Tribute Awards run every single year. And they literally have thousands of people that apply, even from overseas and within the UK, of all the top tribute artists. And from thousands of people, literally. And then it's whittled down. So when it was whittled down, it went to nominations. And then I found out last week I was a finalist for the National Tribute Awards on Wednesday.
Amazing. And also, so it's for the National Tribute Awards, it's not just Elton John. Is it anyone and everything?
That's correct, yes.
So have you met anybody else?
I went to the National Tribute Awards last year, but only as a person to view. And it looks absolutely wonderful. It's on at the Chateau Impney, which is a beautiful place in the Midlands. And it was just fantastic to see other tributes. And yes, some of the people put forward I have recognised from last year, and I think some of them may be in the finals on Wednesday. There's about 30 people that it's been whittled down to now.
So when you went to the NTAs last year, mm-hmm. did you have an idea that you would get this far this time?
No, I had no idea at all. I mean, obviously it's luck, but I've placed so much into the promo videos and everything. You know, I even I bought over like 100 pairs of glasses just to find literally 2 or 3 pairs that I could use. And wigs. So I put that much investment into it and the promos, etc. So I think my website, the Elite Elton website, it looks really good, in my opinion. And obviously they must have felt the same way.
Talk me through your outfit today.
yes, right. OK, well, I'm wearing the famous giant platform boots. So that was hard walking to the studio today. I have a military jacket that he wore in the 1980s, a replica. I've got a real medal here, which is a CBE awarded by the Queen. And also massive amounts of feathers, just like the Rocket Man cameo, you know, the film part where you see him enter the door. So I have massive feathers, a boater's hat, and the glasses, rings, earrings, things like this.
Do you dress like this all the time, or do you dress like this when you are just...
Yeah, all
Elton.
The time when I'm going out to collect the milk and newspaper. I'm just messing. Yeah, when everybody, you know, asks for me to wear it. And also sometimes I go out as a lookalike. So like this Sunday, for example, I'm doing just a meet and greet. I'm going to a cinema in Bethnal Green, just literally dressed as Elton and chat with, you know, who are the, you know, people that want to say hi.
What are your thoughts on lookalikes? Do you... You know, because if they're not impersonators and they don't do the whole singing and dancing and things like that, do you think it's a bit of a cop-out or, you know, what do you think about it?
Well, it's becoming a multi-million pound industry. It's really massive. I mean, like in the UK, it's now going to be televised on Wednesday. There are going to be famous people there as well as tributes. So it's a real honed-in market. And unbelievably, when you go to your local theatres, etc., there's just... I would say at least half of the people performing are sort of tribute bands now. So, and obviously they play in places like Butlins, etc. So it's really big business. And I really admire the, you know, the people that put the time and effort in. I think it's important. If you're being a tribute, it is a tribute to that artist. And you really got to hone your craft, you know, learn the instrument, the dance moves, whatever it is that's required to be as good as you can be in respect to the artist that you're, or group that you're trying to perform as.
In terms of sort of being a lookalike, does does anybody sort of spot you in the street or anything like that? Do people come up to you, ask for autographs or anything?
I do get asked for autographs and pictures every show. No, I mean, me, as me, When I finish the performance, I come out afterwards, and some people say, "Well, were you Elton John?" So yeah, it takes a lot of makeup, shall I say, to be Elton John.
In terms of Elton John himself, mm-hmm. do you still feel the sort of same way about him as you did before you started all of this, or has your opinion changed on his music and things like that? And after seeing Rocketman, and mm-hmm. have you seen him perform live?
Oh, well, that's a great question. Yes, I have seen him perform live. He's wonderful, and I'm still trying to hopefully go to see him on his farewell tour. I think my appreciation of Elton John has actually become more intense and fascinated by his music, because the more you have to look within the music to learn the parts, you just, it has so many layers, and you just really appreciate the lyrics by Bernie Taupin and the music by Elton John.
Do you know who your competition is? Is there anybody that you are worried about or anything like that that you think...
I don't really know who the artists that have been put forward on Wednesday, but I know what categories I've been put in for. I've been put in for two categories, which is the Best Newcomer Awards and also the Best Male Artist.
Across South West London and North Surrey, live from Tolworth Tower, this is 107.8 Radio Jackie.